The Holy Gospel for today is taken from the 14th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. Now when Jesus heard about the beheading of John the Baptist, he withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them and cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They replied, "We have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples. And the disciples gave them to the crowds. And all ate and were filled. And they took up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 baskets full. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. This is the gospel of the Lord. So I know you've heard this story before, but once upon a time, there was a church treasurer. This church treasurer had been standing before the congregation Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, giving financial updates to the congregation. Those updates were getting more and more dismal as the budget got tighter and tighter and the deficit got bigger and bigger. After a very worried and sleepless Saturday night, this church treasurer stood up on Sunday morning and made an announcement. He said, "I have good news and I have bad news. The good news is that I have found all the money we need to make up our budget." Naturally, everybody cheered and clapped. Someone from the back said, "All right, what's the bad news?" "The bad news," he said, "is it's all still in your pockets." Okay, maybe that's not so funny, really, given our conversation after church today. But I think it truly echoes what Jesus was about in our gospel this morning. Jesus had retreated to a deserted place. He was grieving. You know, the passage starts out where it talks about how John the Baptist was beheaded. He was murdered, Jesus' friend and cousin. He needed some time alone, just like we all do when we're grieving. He was grieving the loss of someone he loved and respected. He was grieving the reality that living a life being faithful to God can come at a great cost. It cost John his very life. No doubt for Jesus, this was a time of soul searching, a time to really try to remember who he was and what he was all about. But the people heard that Jesus was nearby, so they went out in droves to go see him. They were intrigued, curious. As Jesus came back, he saw this great crowd of people who had gathered, and he had compassion for them. He healed their sick, and he took time to touch their lives. Now, Jesus cared a lot about people, but he was never very concerned about time, because for Jesus, time was about quality more than it was about quantity. But it was getting late, and perhaps the disciples were getting a little hangry. You know how when you get angry, when you're hungry, you know, you get angry at everybody and everything? Well, perhaps his disciples were starting to feel this way. They complained to him, "Jesus, it's late and these people have to eat. We need to eat. Send them away." Maybe Jesus was a little hangry too. Or maybe he was just raw from the reality of life. He said, "You feed them." What was his disciples' response? It's kind of like, "Yeah, right, Jesus. We have 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. Perhaps they mumbled under their own breaths, "You feed them." Well, that's exactly what he did. The disciples brought what they had, those 5 loaves of bread, the 2 fish. Jesus blessed them, broke them, and gave them to the disciples to feed all the people. We're told that everyone, that there were 5,000 men, and that doesn't include the women and children. All of them ate until they were filled, and they had leftovers. We're not told exactly how that happened, but we do know that that's God's math right there. Holy multiplication. Whether it was divine intervention that regenerated that food, or whether it was divine intervention that touched the hearts and souls of those people to share what they had, we don't know. But we do know that it was divine intervention. It was the miracle of God's generosity and grace right at work before their eyes. And what they had was more than enough. Too often, we operate from a perspective of scarcity. And by that I mean, we think that there's not enough. That we're not enough. We can't do that. I can't do that. I'm not enough. Or that we can't do that. We don't have enough. But Jesus is always reminding us that we have what we need for ministry in his name. Why? Because our very lives are in God's hands. And that's enough. That's always enough. Because like the bread, our lives are blessed and maybe even broken, but that just empowers us to share more. And in God's hands, that's enough. It's no coincidence that the Gospel of Matthew ends with Jesus, the resurrected one, proclaiming to his disciples to go. Go do ministry in my name. Go baptize, go teach. Go. And remember, as you go, I am with you always. Jesus is always sending us out. He gives us what we need. Because if we don't have something that we need, someone else in the community does. And that's why we are the body of Christ. Because we need each other. We need each other to be able to do ministry in the name of Jesus. Jesus blesses the sharing of ourselves, the sharing of our lives. God always blesses generosity. There is indeed some divine intervention that goes on. God's math is mysterious and wonderful. That holy multiplication always equals an abundance of God, an abundance of grace. Even with those meager scraps that we offer, Jesus feeds us abundantly. He offers his very self as a meal to nourish us, as he's sending us out with that command, "You feed them." And so we gather to share who we are and what we have. We share our blessings and offer our very selves as blessings to this world. To feed the hungry, to clothe the naked, to house the homeless, to heal the hurting, to share God's love with those who are most vulnerable. Because we are the body of Christ and we have what we need for ministry in Christ's name. Not only because we all have different gifts and abilities and resources, but most importantly, we have what we need because Christ is with us. Christ is with us, and Jesus knows that God math, that holy multiplication, that the generous sharing of blessings always brings forth even more blessings for even more people. Little always becomes much in God's hands. Amen.